Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I am not certain where we are with regards to India at the moment. Let me show you our picture. So this is the picture. Right now we're just kind of looking up into the sky. And I'm waiting for Pastor Samuel to show up. Let me call him, see if I can reach him. He might answer the phone. Or he might not answer the phone. Okay, now we got faces.
Hello?
Hello? Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Hello?
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 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Hello,
hello. Hello, hello,
hello.
Hello?
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 Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah?
Hello, hello.
Okay. I hear you, but you don't hear me. Hello, hello, hello. Dum da da dum dum dum. Jamsiki. Jamsiki. Yeshumasiki namke. Yeshua Sike Namke. Nope. Jam Sike. Jam Sike. I'll just unshare for a minute and wave. Hello. Hello. I see you. There we go. I got a little wave going on. That's nice. That's very nice. Nice to see you. Nice to see you. Hello. Hello. Jamsike. Hallelujah. Try that again. Hallelujah. Nope. All right. You're staring at me, I'm staring at you.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I am a Tamara Kapo Das Pastor Chikanaji. It's a mess I do. But I am Yoda Hallelujah Kapo Das. And now we are going to hear the testimony from our very respected man of God, Pastor Chikana.
Praise the Lord. I am so excited to be with you tonight. Thank you for being with me tonight. I pray and know that God is going to touch you tonight. Because I know that God loves you incredibly. I want to tell you an amazing story about God's love. This is a picture of me in the hospital in July of 2017.
ਔਰ ਇਹ ਮੇਰੀ ਤਸਵੀਰ ਆ ਜੁਲਾਈ ਦੇ ਮਹੀਨੇ 2017 ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਹਸਪਤਾਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਾਂ.
The tube that's going into my nose was a feeding tube, and the tube that's going into my mouth was the only method by which I could breathe.
And you can see that this place is a tube. 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 This place is a tube.
I was in this automobile when a truck pulled across the highway in front of us. And we hit this truck at 88 kilometers per hour. It's okay, everything's cool.
Actually, we are moving Victor back.
I see that I am moving around. I feel like I am swimming. And tell them, and now I get to see more of your incredibly beautiful faces. I am overwhelmed. And I know that Father God sees all of your beautiful faces as well, and he is overwhelmed and warmed in his heart. Uh-oh. Hello? You probably need to fix that. There we go.
Yes.
All right, that's better. So what I said was, as I said, I know that Father God sees all of your wonderfully beautiful and handsome faces, and he also has his heart warmed. So this is the truck that pulled across the highway in front of us that we hit at 88 kilometers per hour. And at the time, my 15-year-old daughter, Jackie, was driving the vehicle. She turned the vehicle slightly to the right, and so most of the impact, or all of the impact, was on the driver's side. I was sitting over here on the passenger side when we impacted the truck. And I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat to save her life. The hole you see here encircled in the windshield was from the tools coming through the windshield into the vehicle.
ਸ਼ੀਸ਼ਾ ਵਾ ਇੱਥੇ ਮੋੜਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਵਾ ਔਰ ਇਹ ਇਸ ਕਰਕੇ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਛੋਟੇ ਹਾਥੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਲੋਹੇ ਦੇ ਬੁਜਾਰ ਖੁੜ ਕੇ ਤੇ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਤੇ ਖੁੱਲ ਗਏ ਸੀ।
Everything inside seemed to slow down in that moment.
ਔਰ ਜਦੋਂ ਇਹ ਹੋਇਆ ਕੰਮ ਤੇ ਉਸ ਸਮੇਂ ਗੱਡੀ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਝ ਥੰਮ ਗਿਆ ਰੁਕ ਗਿਆ।
And I remember looking across the vehicle and seeing my daughter Jackie.
ਔਰ ਜਦੋਂ ਗੱਡੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਇਸ ਕਾਰ ਦੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਛੋਟਾ ਹਾਥੀ ਆ ਗਿਆ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਦੀ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਵੱਲ ਉਹਦੇ ਚਿਹਰੇ ਵੱਲ ਉਸ ਸਮੇਂ ਵੇਖਿਆ।
She had her left shoulder pressed against the door and her right shoulder pressed against the back of the seat.
ਔਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਗੱਡੀ ਚਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਚਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਹਦਾ ਆ ਮੋਢਾ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਇੱਕਦਮ ਉਹ ਸ਼ੀਸ਼ੇ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਧੱਕਾ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਿਕਲਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰ ਰਹੀ ਸੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਗੱਡੀ ਵੱਜਣ ਲੱਗੀ।
And I could see her trying to figure out how do I get out of here? I'm going to be crushed.
ਔਰ ਉਹ ਬੜੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰ ਰਹੀ ਧੱਕਾ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਬਚ ਕੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਨਿਕਲ ਜਾ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਇਸ ਐਕਸੀਡੈਂਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੁਚਲੀ ਨਾ ਜਾਵਾਂ।
And I heard the Holy Spirit telling me to dive towards her. I knew I had to get to my daughter to save her life.
ਔਰ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਸਮੇਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਛਾਲ ਮਾਰ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਡਿੱਗ ਜਾ। ਔਰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਬੇਟੀ ਨੂੰ ਹਰ ਕੀਮਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਚਾਉਣਾ ਹੈ।
And the Lord truly was my strength and my shield, and I had to put my trust in Him.
ਔਰ ਸੱਚਮੁੱਚ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਹੀ ਉਸ ਸਮੇਂ ਮੇਰੀ ਢਾਲ ਬਣਿਆ, ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਹੀ ਉਸ ਸਮੇਂ ਮੇਰਾ ਬਲ ਬਣਿਆ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਹੀ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਕੀਤਾ।
And so I dove from the passenger seat to the driver's seat and I hit the steering wheel so hard that I flattened part of the steering wheel.
ਔਰ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੈਂ ਛਾਲ ਮਾਰੀ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਛਾਲ ਜਦੋਂ ਮਾਰੀ ਤੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਮੂੰਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਵਾ ਆ ਸਟੀਅਰਿੰਗ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਬੜੇ ਜ਼ੋਰ ਨਾਲ ਵੱਜਾ।
If you look closely in this picture, you can see that, in fact, there's blood all over the steering wheel, all over the dash, and a puddle of blood on the seat. And the reason that there's not much blood on the airbag is that because of the angle of our hit, it hit at a very, it went off late after the accident. And here you can see the hole in the windshield, and that's where the tools were coming through that were aimed at my daughter. In the early days when I was in the hospital, I had a memory of knocking those tools down with my hands until they hurt so bad I couldn't hit the tools anymore. This next picture is going to be a little difficult to watch, but this is the reason why there was so much blood. This is a picture of my face when I arrived in the hospital. They gave me a 2% chance to survive when they flew me into the hospital. They thought I was surely going to die. But my wife is a woman of faith, and she said, he will not die, he will live.
ਔਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਪਤਨੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਆ ਉਹ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲੀ ਪਤਨੀ ਸੀ ਔਰ ਉਹਨੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਮੂੰਹ ਤੇ ਇੰਕਾਰ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਮੇਰਾ ਘਰ ਵਾਲਾ ਮਰੇਗਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਮੇਰਾ ਘਰ ਵਾਲਾ ਜੀਵੇਗਾ। ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ।
And many hundreds, if not thousands, of people began to pray for me as my family used social media to make my followers aware of what had happened. And we claimed this verse in Psalm chapter 3. Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory. You are the one who lifts my head high. I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep, and I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And so began the battle for my life. In the first 5 days, I had 17 surgeries, and I died 3 more times. And my wife said to me that the difference was whenever I would come to, I would begin to pray. I would do warfare prayers, and I would war for my own life as well. In addition to the damage that I did to my face, I broke the base of my skull, as you can see, on both sides. I broke my neck at C3, front and back. And between T1 and T5, I broke my back in 3 places. Here is the scar on my back where they did the surgery. In addition to that, remember that I told you I knocked down the tools with my hands. You can see here the fractures in both hands and the broken wrists.
Wrist.
ਵੀ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਏ ਸੀ ਔਰ ਮੇਰੇ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਉਂਗਲਾਂ ਵੀ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਈਆਂ ਸੀ।
In addition to breaking my hands and having also broken my back and my neck, I also broke the lower half of my body. On the left side, I broke my pelvis, my hip, and my femur. This required them to put screws in to put my hip back together and a rod to put my femur back together. In addition to that, I also broke the tibia and the fibula with a double compound fracture on the same left leg. Amazingly, they told me, "This is your good leg." Turn to your neighbor and say, "I'd like to see what the bad leg looks like." Well, let me show you what the bad leg looks like. This is the bad leg. I crushed the bottom of my right knee and the top of my right tibia. I severed the main artery below my right knee as well as all of the nerves below my right knee. Quick program break. Hang on, Pastor. I need to let the folks that are watching me on my website know you need to go over to either Clout Hub, Facebook, or Getter, because TECN broadcast is about to end. All right, so I had severed the nerves and the main artery. They had to use bone glue, screws, and a plate in order to reconstruct the tibia. As you can see, there is severe damage done to my right leg. And so here I am, wrapped up like a mummy. They also had to drill and put in halos on both of my legs in order to keep them still while they were healing. But my right leg became so swollen, they had to do what's called a double fasciotomy. This is a double fasciotomy. The cut in the leg that you see in the upper right-hand corner, they had to do the same thing on the other side of the leg as well.
ਪੈਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਇਹਦਾ ਕੱਟ ਮਾਰਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਔਰ ਏਦਾਂ ਹੀ ਕੱਟ ਕੇ ਦਾ ਦੂਜੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਮਾਰਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਆ ਜਾ ਸਪੰਜ ਜਿਹਾ ਲਾ ਕੇ
But the one on the inside part of my leg, I kept having to have the sponge changed and a tube put on in order to suck the excess fluid out. Every morning they would have to come in and change out the dressing. And then they would give me a shot for pain. And so here I am in the progression of moving from ICU to ACU to ACU rehab. In ICU, they fed me through a tube and they had to breathe for me. The second picture of me sitting up, that's the very first time I sat up after the accident. Hallelujah. In the third picture, I've finally gotten rid of the tracheotomy and the feeding tubes, and I'm in the acute care unit. And the final picture over here, I'm in the acute care rehab, and my daughter Jackie has come to see me for the first time. And actually, I should say it's not the first time that she's come to see me, but it's one of the first times that I really remember her being there. And so here's a picture of me after I have gone home about 4 months after the accident. And this picture with the circle is the bruise on my arm where the seat belt didn't completely release. And the picture next to that is myself and my beautiful wife, my wife who had such great faith. And down here is a picture of me in my wheelchair sitting with my Congressman Chip Roy and Congressman Jim Jordan. And this is a picture of my daughter Jackie and her husband Isaac. I had promised Jackie that I would. Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. I had promised Jackie that I would get up and I would walk her down the aisle when she got married.
ਜੀ ਨਾਲ ਵਾਅਦਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਤੇ ਚੱਲ ਕੇ ਨਕਾਬ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਚਰਚ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਮੈਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਆਪ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਜਾਵਾਂਗਾ।
And there I am walking my daughter Jackie down the aisle. Hallelujah. The word of God says, hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. Give him praise.
Hallelujah.
The word of God says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And then I got up and I officiated her wedding and I sat in my chair and it was a glorious day. And we celebrated victory in Jesus. Now I want to show you the scar that I have from the damage that was done to my leg. Can you see the scar on my leg? Now I want to show you how amazing God is, because they told me that I would never be able to do this. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yeshua Masike Namke! Yeshua Masike Namke! I want to tell you that God prepared me for this moment and for this accident. And I want to encourage you that he has given us a precious gift. It is the gift that enables us to put our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ. And the word of God says that he has given this gift to everyone. Turn to your neighbor and say, hey, did you get a gift? Now I want you to turn to your other neighbor and say, Do you think he's going to tell us what the gift is? Well, guess what? I am going to tell you what the gift is. The gift that God has given us, he says, if you have even the size of a mustard seed of this gift, you will be able to do great things. But he gave us this gift so that we can believe for the greatest miracle of all. And that great miracle that he wants us to believe and receive is our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Because it is so critically important for us to have our names written in that Lamb's Book of Life. And for us to receive the transformation that only comes through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, through Jesus Christ our Lord, we receive the complete and total transformation of our spirit man, of our soul, and the freedom that we can receive in Christ. But we need this precious gift that he has given us in order to be able to receive that. And it is that gift that he has given us that allowed me to be able to come through this accident. And the gift of which I am speaking, hallelujah. The gift of which I am speaking is the gift of faith. You see, he can show us that he exists. And he has breathed into us the breath of life and his spirit. But in order for us to fully receive all that he has promised, we must have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. because out of faith births trust. And the first commandment is that we are to trust the Lord with all our heart. That we should put no other idols before him. But that he becomes our total focus. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, said this. I can do nothing except I see the Father do it first. And in the moment of greatest stress, on his knees praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Son of God said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." And what was it that was acting in those moments in Jesus Christ? I suggest to you that it was faith. Hallelujah. In fact, faith was the critical thing with regards to everything we see around us. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, the Word of God instructs us about faith. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. By faith, Abel offered God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith, Enoch was translated so that he would not see death. By faith, Noah prepared an ark. And by faith, Abraham, when he was called, left his home and went to the place that God told him to go. And yet I tell you that their faith pales in comparison to the faith of the Son of God. And it was that gift of faith which God had given me when I gave my life to Jesus Christ. It was a faith that when Paul said, "You have need of endurance." You have need of endurance, lest you should turn back. But we do not turn back. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. And this is why Paul declares, now the just shall live by faith. Turn to your neighbor and say, I think I want some of that kind of faith. Because it's that kind of faith that takes you through the times of persecution. And it was that kind of faith that allowed me to take the journey that I did to heaven. Now, for the sake of time, I'm only going to give you a small portion of that story. Would you like to hear about heaven? Would anybody like to hear about heaven? So let me tell you a small story about heaven. When I arrived in heaven, it was the most beautiful green grass and the most beautiful trees in green that I had ever seen. And I saw a road that was pure white, like a white gold that glistened. And the road went off in each direction for as far as the eye could see. And I knew that I was there to see a great physician. Now I have to tell you that at the time that I did this, I did not know that I was in heaven. It was only later that they told me that I had died. But I have a clear memory of having arrived in this place on a wheelchair and being wheeled into a small building. And after I entered into the building and I saw what was on the inside, a counter made of wood and a group of mailboxes on the back wall. With small post-it notes as if they were waiting for someone to come and get these messages. And from there, I was whisked off into like a hospital. and now I was lying in a bed with wooden rails on each side. And there was a wall with a window in it, and I could see somewhat into the hallway. And there was a great deal of activity in the hall, which led me to believe that there were a lot of other people there just like me. And as I was lying in this bed, a great figure came into my room in very bright lights. Such bright light that I couldn't make out neither face nor any detail except that they were a figure that was fairly tall. And they would lean over me and they would work on me, and I would get better as they worked on me. I could tell that they were doing surgery on me. And after several times of coming in and doing work on me, then they put me back in the chair and sent me back to the small building. Now, I want to let you know that while I was in the small building this time, I was able to have a conversation. You see, my dad was killed in a car accident 1 month before my accident. And so they told me that my father had been there and they had had a wonderful visit with him. And as they were telling me this, there was a commotion outside. And they said, "Oh, we must go out the door." So they opened the door and they pushed me out in the wheelchair. And as I looked down the road where there had just been grass and trees and a road, now suddenly there was a sea of people on each side of the road. And laid on the road was what seemed to be like a red carpet. Like preparation for someone royal that was coming. And as I looked down the distance, I could see this figure coming down the road. And they were all in white, with a white veil and a white gown that went all the way down almost to the ground. And as they came down the road, it was almost as though they glided. And they were the most royal and most regal being that I had ever seen in my life. They were breathtaking to behold. Say again. Pastor?
Yes, sir.
I say they were breathtaking to behold. And as they came closer, they got larger, and they were about 14 or 15 feet tall. And as they would come down the road, the people would bow down. But it wasn't bowing down out of a sense of fear. It was bowing down out of a sense of feeling the love. And out of a desire to honor this person. And so they came by me, and then they continued down the road. And when I turned back around to look where the people had been, it was as if they just vanished. And the road was pure white again, and there was grass and green trees. And then they rolled me back into the building. And I asked them, who was that? And they said, that was the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It was faith and the Holy Spirit that caused me to be able to come back and receive resurrection power. And tonight I want to pray with you to receive that kind of faith and to receive the Holy Spirit. But before we do that, we need to settle the issue of sin. How many of you know what sin is? So let me give you a quick definition of sin. Yeah. remember that I mentioned to you about the first commandment that God has given us. The commandment that you shall have no other God before me. That you shall worship no idols. Well, in addition to that, he also says that you shall not take the name of the Lord God in vain. That we must keep the Sabbath holy and honor our father and our mother. That we should not murder nor commit adultery. That we should not steal nor lie and bear false witness. And that we should not covet, meaning we should not want what our neighbor has and make that an idol. And if we have ever violated any of those commandments and the things that hurt the heart of God, then we've committed sin. We have inherited a desire for the things that are contrary to God in our nature because of the sin of Adam. And so therefore, because of our sin, there is a price that has to be paid. Because he is a just God, there is a penalty for our sin. But because he is a loving God, he has paid that penalty for us. And he did that in the person of his son, Jesus Christ. And so when we ask Jesus Christ to come into our heart, we also ask God to forgive us of our sin. And we have a promise from God that says that he will forgive us of our sin. And then he gives us a gift to help us to be able to overcome any future sin. He gives us faith to be able to believe and trust him that he has made a change in us. That he has exchanged our old nature for a new nature. And And then to fully empower us, he has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Would you like to pray with me to receive the gift of Jesus Christ? So let us begin by asking our Heavenly Father to forgive us through Jesus Christ, His Son. Raise your hands to heaven with me. And please repeat the words that Pastor Samuel is about to say. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight. Heavenly Father, I confess that I am a sinner. That I have violated several of your commandments. And I am in need of your forgiveness. So I thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ. And that he took the punishment that I deserved. I receive Jesus Christ. And ask that he would come into my heart tonight. I want to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, so all my sin is taken away. I place my hands upon my head. And I make this declaration. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. I receive the gift
ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਦੇ ਤੋਹਫੇ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਗ੍ਰਹਿਣ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ।
Of the faith of the Son of God.
Parmeshwar ne
puttar da
vishwas mere andar aa jaye,
so that I can have endurance,
taki main sabr rakhne wala bana,
so that I can overcome persecution,
ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਦੁੱਖਾਂ ਉੱਤੇ ਜਿੱਤ ਪਾਵਾਂ,
and so that I can say to the mountains in my life, be moved and be cast into the sea,
ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਉਹ ਪਹਾੜ ਹਟ ਜਾਣ ਤੇ ਸਮੁੰਦਰਾਂ 'ਚ ਜਾ ਪੈ।
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯੇਸ਼ੂ ਦੇ ਸਾਮਰਥੀ ਨਾਮ 'ਚ,
so I declare,
main elan karda ha,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
Yeshu de naam te,
let every curse,
sare shraap,
spell, tie and mark,
jadu tuna,
seal, vow and contract,
taka taveed, khata khwaya,
that has been sent or that I have made with the enemy,
jo bhi dushman ne mere virudh shadyantar rachya,
knowingly or unknowingly,
jaane anjaane se,
and let every dark demonic force,
aare de gandi aatma,
in me or around me,
mere andar,
be burned up right now.
Pavitra aatma di aag de naal,
by the power of the holy blood,
Yeshu de pavitra lahu de naal,
the cross,
pavitra saleeb de naal,
the resurrection and the ascension,
parmeshwar di jeev uthan di taakat de naal,
of the true Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh,
yeshu nasri de naam te, jehda dehdari hoya hai,
fire of God and Holy Spirit, please do this work now. Let it be done. Let it be done.
Prabhu, tera kaam hona shuru ho jaye.
Yeah. And now, Heavenly Father, fill me with your Holy Ghost.
ਕਹੀਏ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਭਰ ਦਿਓ, ਤਾਲੀ ਵਜਾ ਕੇ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਸਵਾਗਤ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ।
Ee tatarabashakurabashandarabashashata,
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Release. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now let me close with this prayer, Pastor. I'm just going to pray over them. In the name of Jesus Christ, giving all glory, all honor, and all praise to Jesus and Father God. I seal all that has been done tonight by the Holy Ghost. And I command every infirmity, every sickness, every illness, and every disease and the spirit that carries them. Depart in the name of Jesus Christ. Depart in the name of Jesus Christ. I now speak healing spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally to every person hearing my voice. In the name of Jesus Christ, all glory to God Almighty. Amen. Yeshua Masike Namke. Yeshua Masike Namke. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
ਸੇਵਕ ਨੇ ਔਰ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਬਸ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਤੇ ਪੁੱਛ ਸਕਦੇ ਜੇ ਕਿ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ, ਮੋਟਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ, ਰਾਸ਼ਨ ਵੰਡਣ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ, ਸਿਲਾਈ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਚਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਆ, ਮਾਸਟਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ, ਅਨਾਥ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ, ਝੁੱਗੀ ਚੌਂਪੜੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ, ਹਰ ਮਹੀਨੇ ਹਫ਼ਤੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੋ ਵਾਰੀ ਏਦਾਂ ਮੀਟਿੰਗਾਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਤੇ ਇਹਦਾ ਨਾ ਆਪਣਾ ਵੀ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਆ, ਆਪਣਾ ਵੀ ਘਰ ਵਾ, ਆਪਣਾ ਵੀ ਕਾਰੋਬਾਰ ਆ, ਸੇਵਾ ਵਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਪਰ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੇ ਦਾਸ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਸਾਰੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਰ ਰਹੀ ਆ। ਇਸਤੇਮਾਲ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ, ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ੁਰ, ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਲਗਾਤਾਰ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਦਾਸ ਤੇ ਬਣੀ ਹੋਈ ਆ, ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸਤੇਮਾਲ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ, ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਅਭਿਸ਼ੇਕ, ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਮਸਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਦਾਸ ਤੇ ਬਣਿਆ ਰਹੇ, ਬਿਮਾਰੀਆਂ
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. God bless.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I pray that you also watching and listening are blessed and were blessed by the word and by what God did. I pray that you, if you had never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, that you made that decision today to put your trust in Jesus Christ, to receive him as Lord and Savior, to call upon his name, to receive forgiveness of your sin, to allow the Holy Spirit to come in and fill you up, and that you have received the manifestation of the power of God exerted upon your life. God bless you. God bless you. May the Lord continue to move in your life. If you would like to help us in our ministry in India, I invite you to do that. There are several ways that you can accomplish that. You can make a donation through the Cash App at Pastor Greg CGR. That's Pastor Greg CGR. You can do it through Venmo at Pastor Greg CGR. At Pastor Greg CGR. You can go to the back to the website at chosengenerationradio.com and click on the donate button, or you can go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. paypal.me/Pastor Greg. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you. God bless you and have a glorious rest of your day.